Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, this is Nate Bargatze, and bringing you some of the best comics that you might not know yet, but you're about to get to know them. And don't worry, they're going to be on their best behavior. We shot this live in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's. It's the Nate Land Showcase. Please welcome your host for tonight, the great Aaron Weber.
I live right here in Nashville. I love Nashville. It's a great place to do comedy in. Sometimes if you do stand up in a bigger city, they'll make you do this thing called barking, where you have to kind of stand out on the street with a flyer, and you try to flag people down to come to your show. You just be like, do you guys want to know? Okay, all right, so there's a lot of that. I've only had to do that once, thankfully. I was in Chicago, and I was out there for an hour trying to hand these flyers out, and this group of women, just beautiful group of women, walked up past us, and I was like, I might as well just try, you know? So I walked up to the main one, and I was like, y'all know what I'm talking about, but I just walked right up to her and I said, hey, just want to let you know, we've got an amazing comedy show going on underneath this Jamaican restaurant, and I think it'd be a great way to spend 3 hours of your Friday night. If you'd like, I just want to invite you guys to come down here. And the woman goes, you know what? We were just talking as we were walking down the street. We were looking for something fun and unique to do. And we thought we'd like to see a stand-up comedy show live in person. We were just talking about that. And then you walked up and told us about that. Isn't that crazy? I was like, really? She goes, no. And then just walked. And I was like, dude, she should be on the show. I mean, that's the best comedic timing I've ever heard in my life. I think about her every time I touch a stage, I'm telling you. That's a fun thing about doing comedy is you get to travel. I was just in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania recently. Really? Are you from there or have you just heard of it? Because it's a state capital. You've been there? Okay, all right, can you top that? Can you top having been there? You live there? Okay, all right. Well, I'm still going to do the joke, just a heads up. I don't know if you're giving me the energy of like, please move on, but I looked up things to do in Harrisburg, okay? And it's the same distance from two pretty cool spots, right? 30 minutes that way is Gettysburg, you know, Gettysburg Memorial Battlefield. If you're a history buff, that's pretty neat, you know? 30 minutes the other way is Hershey, where they make all the... the chocolate, and I had one free afternoon in Harrisburg, and I had to decide, do I go to Gettysburg, or do I ride a Reese's Cup roller coaster? It's a tough decision, I know, but I remember thinking, dude, if I don't go to Hershey, it's like all those people died for nothing, right? If I can't enjoy the country they fought to preserve, they all died in vain, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to make sure they died for something, okay? I try to experience stuff like that when I get to go on the road. I was just at a Mexican restaurant recently, okay, and I ordered the... I ordered the pollo especial at the restaurant. And the server was Mexican, so I said, I'll have the pollo especial. And then I thought I said it wrong, so I go, the chicken special. And he was like, yeah, I know. So I've been thinking about that for months. I mean, I translated for that guy. Do you know how that came across? Some dirtbag comes in there, I'll have the pollo especial. And I don't know if you took 3 years of Spanish like I did, but that means special chicken, so on delay, and appreciate you. But I live here in Nashville. My wife has a cat, which means I have a cat. I'm involved. My wife has a normal job. She goes to work in the morning, so it's just me and the cat all day. And I'm just going to be honest with you, the cat is getting overweight, okay? It's not awful. You wouldn't point at it, but you would talk about it on the ride home. You know, that's the where you'd be polite about it. I'm doing everything right, okay? Don't get weird. I got weight loss food for it. I got a laser pointer. I'm putting it to work. But it will not, I feel bad, it just plateaued, dude. It will not shed these pounds. So my wife is like, well, you should take it to the vet. And I go, well, I think you should. You know, I don't think I'm going to do that, but you should do it. I can't do it. She should take it in. I can't. You know, I'm not the biggest I've ever been, but I have not lost enough weight to go get weight loss advice for something else. Do you know what I mean? I can't walk in there holding a cat that I did the math. He's doing a little better than I am and be like, look a vet in the eyes and go, obviously there's a bit of a culture problem at the house right now, so why don't you give me some tips and we'll see if it filters down to the cat. I've learned this living in I'm of no help around the house. I don't know anything about anything. I learned this. If you want to hire somebody, a contractor, you don't have to know how to do it, obviously, but you do have to know enough to articulate the problem in a way that they... I had a plumbing thing recently, and the only way I can describe, my wall was bleeding. For the life of me, I could not think of the word leak. I just kept saying my wall's bleeding real bad. And I go, I guess I'll just tell the plumber that. So I called him and I said, I need a tourniquet. And the plumber goes, all right, well, I'll be out there in a jiff. We'll take a look at it, you know? So by the time the plumber gets to my house, and this is not a knock on plumbers, but it took a while for him to get there. I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything. I didn't turn any knobs. The leak has stopped. So I don't know if we used all the water in the city, but there's no more leak. And there's no evidence there was a leak. And this guy does not seem to believe me that there was a leak. He goes, dude, I don't see anything. I was like, well, do you think I just wanted to hang out with you at my house today, dude? I mean, I'm not making this up. He goes, okay. We'll cut a hole in the drywall. We'll take a look at the pipes. And listen, intellectually, I know that drywall is a type of wall. But in the moment, I thought this guy was mocking me still. He's like, oh yeah, let's cut a hole in this drywall real quick. I was like, it was so wet this morning, dude. Stop acting like I'm making all this up. Thank you guys so much. You guys ready to keep the show rolling? From Oklahoma, give it up for my very funny friend, Justin Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? You guys good? Yeah? Yeah, that was great. That's a lot of energy. It's not as much energy as you're going to get from me. I'm going to tell you that right now. I walked up two steps. That's about it. You're getting the most of it. I moved to Nashville not too long ago. And those are people that just moved here also. No, it's moving to this city, because I've moved all over the country, and this is the one place that it's been an adventure. Like, when I moved to Nashville, the first day I got here, I got into a car accident, which is what a great way to welcome somebody. I'll never forget the day that I moved here, because I had a car accident. It was February 14th. I'll never forget that day. As long as I live, I was driving down the highway. I tapped the car in front of me. We pull over, you know, on the shoulder. We both get out of our cars, and the guy was like looking at everything. He goes, hey, man, there's no damage. We're all good. And I was just so happy that he wasn't going to sue me that I went to dap him up, right? But I didn't plan on anything to say beforehand, so I kind of had to just fire from the hip. So in the middle of the handshake, I just had to look at the dude and just be like, Happy Valentine's Day. But I said it at the point in the handshake where my face was closest to his ear. So instead of being like, bro to bro, Happy Valentine's Day, it was more like, Happy Valentine's Day. Which, if you take that to court, that reads premeditated every time. That's my mom over there. So it changed that little look over there, doesn't it? Yeah. When the guy that can break some nets doing stage diving is like, hey, protects the woman with the great laugh. My favorite place since I've moved here, because I have lots of, I like going to restaurants, but my favorite restaurant in all the country is here in Nashville. It's called the Loveless Cafe. Yeah, it's my favorite restaurant, and the food is incredible. But the reason it's my favorite is my first interaction with a staff that I ever got to have. Me and my girl, we were sitting at our table, and our server came up, and she was, I'm trying to think how the best way to describe it. She was emotionally sweaty. Does that make sense? She walks up and she's all disheveled. She's like, I've been breaking up dog fights all weekend. That's how she said hello. Not would you like a menu, not would you like a sweet tea. I've been breaking up dog fights all weekend. And my first thought was, it's Wednesday. Like, how long do you need? You know? But I thought it was a very funny thing to say, so I got on my Instagram stories, and I put the quote in there, and then I tagged the restaurant. And then the restaurant messaged me immediately. And they were like, hey, could you tell us who your server was? And I was like, the fact that you don't immediately know who it is points to a way bigger problem. I travel the country. I meet thousands of people a year, but if you came to me in a private moment and you were like, Justin, someone in your life is breaking up dogfights on the weekend, I'm going to be like, man, Travis needs to get it together because when we moved here, my girl and I, we moved into the same apartment together, and we decided that we were going to like build a life together. So we were like, we're going to move in with just clothes, and then we're going to buy everything that we need for our apartment, right? So she made a list of all the things that she thought was like a necessity for the apartment, and then I made a list of all the things that I thought was a necessity for our apartment. And then we shared them. She went first, and her list was simple. Bed, couch, television. And then she was like, show me yours. And the only thing on mine was a plunger. And she was furious. She was like, I don't think you're taking this seriously. And I go, I think I'm taking this the most seriously. I've never had to go to Walmart at 2 a.m. to get a couch. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I've never had to cut a watch party short because the television got clogged. You know what I mean? But we live in an apartment complex that thinks that it's nice. It does. It thinks it's so nice. We get like email fun updates from them, but they're never like the updates that we need, you know? Like last summer, we didn't have water for 36 hours. And then 24 hours into it, they sent us an email and they were like, hey, look, something's missing from the complex. Apartment 10C's cat is on the loose, so if you see her, can you scoop her up and bring her by the office? And I'm like, something else is missing, and y'all better figure it out quick, because the pool's getting soapy. About 2 weeks after that, we got an email from them. They're like, hey, guess what? Tomorrow's Tuesday. We're going to have a taco truck come to the complex. That's right. It's Taco Tuesday. Come out, get a taco, and meet your neighbors. And I replied back, yeah, that's cool. Quick question, why was there a SWAT team here on Friday? Could we get that email if you get a second? I need to know what colors to wear to Taco Tuesday. Need to make sure I'm clicked up.
It's crazy. We have I've experienced things in this apartment that I've never experienced ever. I had a raccoon living in my wall.
That's how crazy Tennessee is. Did you hear me say that? And everybody was just like, all right. Even my mom was quiet. Did you hear that? I called the people that own the apartments on the phone. And I go, hey, there's a raccoon living in my wall. And the guy was like, hey, well, you live by a river. I go, that's not a solution. But I have to tell you, though, when I moved to Nashville, I thought it was going to be a little bit different. Because, like I said, I grew up in Oklahoma. I've lived near the Bronx in New York City. And I've lived a lot of different places. So when I moved here to Nashville, I thought, oh, this is like the country music capital of the world. So y'all are going to have like country crime? And you don't. You don't even have country criminals. That's what's crazy. This is no joke. In my apartment complex, they delivered a pallet of 2x4s. And they set it in the parking lot. And it's still there. Do you understand how crazy? It's like $8,000 worth of wood just sitting in the complex. And to put it in perspective, in the time that that pallet, again, $8,000 worth of wood has been sitting there, my car's been broken into twice. Which means a career criminal saw that pallet and saw my car that was guarded with an alarm, an OnStar, and said, you know what? I'm going to risk it for those Mentos in the front seat. We'll call it good. I'm going to tell you something. You put that pallet of 2x4s in an Oklahoma apartment complex parking lot, those are the people in charge of that apartment complex are going to come back the next day, and that pallet's going to be empty. And they're going to be like, where'd the wood go? And every person from that apartment is going to walk outside onto their new deck. And be like, man, I don't know what happened to that pallet. But if y'all get another one, we just put a barn up over here. Safety first. Nashville, you guys are beautiful. My name is Justin Smith. Thank you so, so much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this next comedian coming to the stage, super excited to have her here. Very funny. Please welcome to the stage, Mary Santora.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I moved in with my boyfriend recently. Proper response. Appreciate that. Anytime someone moves, it's usually like one chick who's single and sad, like, yes, queen, level up. Yeah. But this looks like mostly couples. You guys are like, just wait. It's not the domestic bliss it's promised, I'll tell you that. Here's the problem. My boyfriend and I are completely opposite people. Like, we grew up in different socioeconomic backgrounds, you know? Like, both of our families experience financial freedom, but on opposite ends of the spectrum, okay? So, like, his family had financial freedom in the sense that they bought a vacation home in cash. All right? Yeah. And my family had financial freedom like, well, the bank account's already overdraft. Swipe it again. See what happens. Like, let's keep going, you know? It is hard, I think, being the poor person in a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship, because, like, I think it's just, I just don't think his problems are real, you know? I can't listen to this man complain. Do you know what his biggest issue in our life is right now? That we do not have a counter-depth fridge. It sounds like you've had this conversation before, ma'am. This is the most ridiculous ripoff I've ever heard of in my entire life. You know, it's just a refrigerator that is the same depth as your counters, okay? So that when HGTV comes to do a special on three-bedroom homes in Berea, Ohio, we don't look like hillbillies, all right? This whole concept is insane to me. He's explaining it, and I was like, okay, hold on. Does our current fridge keep the food cold? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, and the new one is technically smaller, less cubic feet. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, and it's $3,000 extra. He's like, yeah, what's the problem? I'm like, you are. Do you not see that? This is insanity. We're talking about. I said, finally, fine, whatever. We'll get the counter depth fridge. I don't care. When we do that, can we at least put the old fridge in the garage? And then he said, why in the world would we need a fridge in the garage? And I was like, that's it. We're breaking up. This is the end of our relationship. Are you kidding me? Because as a poor person, I thought the epitome of wealth was having a second fridge in the garage, right? Just for drinks. Nothing else in there, right? I remember going to my, what I thought were my rich friends' houses, you know? I'd go get one of those name brand Huggies, not just a juice barrel, like a Huggy, you know? I'd pop one of those open and be like, man, Megan's parents are never getting a divorce. It's strange being in a relationship with someone who grew up wealthy. I'm learning so much. Like, in my boyfriend's family, when people die, he gets money. I know I sound ignorant. I didn't know this was a real thing. I had seen scary movies where, like, your great aunt dies and she leaves you a house with some creepy doll, and, like, now you got a new set of problems. You know, like, I'd seen that. We went to a funeral for my boyfriend's 99-year-old grandmother, okay? And everybody was about as sad as you can be when a 99-year-old person dies, okay? Yeah, we kind of saw it coming, okay? Don't get weird, man. Old people are good at two things. That's dying and voting down school levies. That's it. Do you know how old 99 is? She was older than toasters. Yeah, do you know what that means? She was around when people were like, I guess bread is just soft. That sucks. That's so old, dude. We're at the funeral. My boyfriend's aunt afterwards hands out envelopes. I was like, that is so sweet. Her mother just passed away, and she still got all you guys' sympathy cards. It was not a sympathy card. It was a check for $10,000. Right. I couldn't even help it. I just lit up like a Christmas tree, and I was like, high five, dude, when's grandpa going? He was like, Mary, now is not a time for jokes. I was like, I've never been more serious in my life. How are you mad right now? When my dad died, he owed me $500. What are you doing? Are you kidding me? If I knew that when my older relatives were gonna die that they would leave me money, my house would be set up like Home Alone 24/7. I'm hosting every event too. It's Christmas Day. I look out, I see Meemaw walking up. I'm like, hey, get the paint can ready. Get the paint can ready. Did you ice the stair down? I need that new car. It was actually one of our first big fights. He and I, we got into it after that day. He was like, I cannot believe how rude you're being right now. You know how close I was with my grandmother, and I would give every dollar of this money back to have her here for one more day. I'm like, no, you would not. You're such a liar. Get off your high horse. Name one thing a 99-year-old person can do that's worth 10 grand. Yeah, you know the only correct answer? Write a check for 20 grand. That's it. It's insane, man. We grew up super poor because my dad was a gambling addict, okay? I think addiction is, it's genetic. I definitely think that it is. It can definitely be passed down. A lot of people don't believe that. I'm 4 years sober from alcohol, and I, oh, thank you. Listen, I won't say that I'm also a gambling addict, but I will say that I am not legally allowed to enter any casino in the state of Ohio. I'll say this. I think that gambling addiction is different than other addictions, like drug addiction or alcohol addiction, because in those other addictions, you're trying to escape your problems, right? You're trying to numb them. Gambling addiction, you're trying to fix them. Right? I think it's the only addiction that's rooted in hope, to be honest with you. Right? Because not one time have I ever been in a full-blown blackout at a bar just like, okay, one more shot and I can pay off my car. That's me at every slot machine I've ever sat down at, you know? You will learn your lessons differently growing up in a household with a gambler, I'll tell you that. I'll never forget this. I was in fifth grade, okay? I was taking a math quiz. And one of the questions on the quiz was, 11 is a number that is only divisible by 1 and itself. 11 is an example of a prime number, is what they were looking for. 10-year-old Mayor wrote, double down. That is not a wrong answer, you guys. You need to be doubling down on 11, okay? It will get you a phone call home, though. I promise you that. I mentioned being 4 years sober from alcohol. I love it. It's great. I'll describe it like this. I look at my sobriety the same way I'm sure most of you look at your children, right? Where it's like, just because it is the best thing that has ever happened to me doesn't mean that every other day isn't an absolute nightmare. She just goes, amen, right? These your kids at the table with you? Oh no, you left them at home. They're grown. You said, bye, I don't even care anymore. She said, I'm old, that's great. You got grown kids and you're like, out of my house, 18, we're done. God, I can't wait for that. I don't have kids of my own. My boyfriend has a 7-year-old though, right? So I'm trying to find my role in her life. It's confusing. I want her to be my friend. I want to hang out with her. I want her to associate me with fun, you know? But I also understand that I'm an authority figure in this child's life. I'm going to have to punish her at some point. What does that look like as a stepmom? Can I hit her? I don't know. I don't think so. I know I can't drown her. That's a birth mom thing. We're not big fans of true crime out here. That's it for me, guys. Thank y'all so much. My name's Mary Santora.
All right, guys, are you ready for your next comic? Let me hear you make some noise, y'all. Please welcome to the stage the very funny Ron Hortman.
Give it up for everybody you've seen so far tonight. Thank you, Nate Land, for having me. This is going to be fun. Y'all probably never heard of me before because I'm not famous. Are you laughing with me or at me, ma'am? That's mean-spirited. So when I'm not on the road making hundreds of dollars... It's a double negative. I'm trying to smile to be positive. I gotta feed my family. During the day, I work in management. All management means is you gotta turn your brain on, cause everybody around you gonna turn their brain off. That's all it means. That's it. And I hate the people I work with. I hate them. I know hate is a strong word, but I can't think of nothing stronger. I hate these people. These are the people I work with. Hey, Ron. The lights are off. What should we do? You go hide. I'm gonna count to 10. I'm gonna look for you when I'm ready. I hate these people. It gets worse, y'all. I work in management in retail. You already know it's a hostage type situation. You trained to be abused. They say, can you please come back tomorrow and do it to me again, please? Look, y'all got real jobs. Y'all got work wives and work husbands. The people I work with are young enough to be my kids. I'm officially a work dad. Do you know how hard it is to communicate with somebody that won't stop dancing? Do you? Hey man, look, you supposed to be here at 11 o'clock, it's 1:30, why are you late? Can you please stop TikTok and bunny hopping for 1 second so we can have an adult conversation? It gets worse, y'all. I sell cell phones. Stop sending y'all grandmamas in the cell phone store to get an iPhone. I'm the dude that gotta spend 8 hours with them where they try to remember the password to the email address that they share with Harold. And he passed in 2019. Now, old ladies come in hot. They come in mad. Fix my phone. What's wrong with your phone, ma'am? It's not ringing. Can I take a look at the phone? Yes, fix the phone. Yes, ma'am, exactly what I thought. You need to have the power on, ma'am, in order for the phone to ring. I turned the phone on, she had a screensaver that said, build the wall. I said, Miss Anderson gonna make America great at 3:45 tomorrow morning, because that's what time I'm setting this alarm for. Cell phones are ruining America, y'all. We need to have cell phone etiquette. Don't text message somebody, then call them and say, did you get my message? Okay, I'm gonna send it again. I'm gonna call you back. People say stuff in text messages they wouldn't even say in real life. I sent my friend a message. He replied back, LMBBO. That's laugh my black booty off. And he's a preacher. A white preacher. Thank you for that one clap. I appreciate that one clap. But my wife is a textician. She set the mood and the tone in every text message. She sent me a message that said, feeling sexy, in morning voice, good morning. I said, wow. She sent me another one a little bit later. It said, urgent, in firm voice, call home, in all capital letters. I had to reply to that. Irritated, in Ray Rice voice, you better lower your case. Cell phones. One of my friend girls called me. She said, Ron, you tried to call me? I was like, no, I ain't tried to call you. She said, oh, you must have butt dialed me. I laughed a little bit, because I keep my phone in my front pocket. I called her twice. Her boyfriend tried to call me back and I blocked him. I like y'all. I'm a very special child. Not that kind of special, sir. I was born to teenage parents. Sometimes I think my mother's still mad at me because I got her grounded. Three months premature. I got out the incubator at the same time my father's voice changed. My mother was a senior in high school. She walked across the stage pregnant. So technically, I got my high school diploma twice. Thank y'all for clapping for my mama. My mother and father were young and in love. They got married. My father wanted to be a professional baseball player. My mother wanted to be an actress. I was born, their signals crossed. He actually ran from home. And my mother, the most dramatic person on the planet. I can't tell you a lot about my dad. He wasn't around like that. I know he was an athlete. So he was a fierce competitor. Out of all his friends, he was the best at hide and go seek. My mother actually got remarried when I was young, so I was blessed to have a father in my life. I have two fathers. Yes, thank you. I have two fathers. I have a biological father and I have a stepfather. My biological father I call Pops because he wasn't around. He kind of popped up every now and then. My stepfather I call Dad because he the one who actually raised me. Ironically, both of their names is Robert. Yep, my mama be tripping. Now, she taught me to give them both the same amount of respect, so on holidays, I would get them both the same team jersey with Robert on the back. But one was home and one was away. Thank y'all so much. I'm Ryan Hartman. No matter what, keep smiling.
Great job. Ron Hartman, y'all. That's our show, everybody. Thank y'all so much for coming out. Y'all have a great rest of the night. Drive safe. God bless.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.